Quite a story. This mythic story from John's Gospel, the most theological of all the Gospels, celebrates something that probably we have to contemplate and understand how it applies to us. There are a lot of things that put people in tombs, who bind them up, who make life no longer vital. It can be many things. I was just thinking of those aspects. They write up in the newspaper so often how one of the great chronic diseases of our times is loneliness. What a tomb to be in, to always feel isolated and alone. So there is a tomb. Just think of the many addictions, and many of us have them. We don't want to admit it, but there are things that we are entrapped by and we can't get out of, and it's not life-giving. Maybe it's too much TV. Maybe it's too much of anything. But we also know that addictions of drugs and process and alcohol and all kinds of other ways of acting has entombed us. And then, of course, even when we lose someone we love, we can be entombed in grief. We are as dead, almost, as the person we loved. I mean, I'm just sharing a few examples. And yet, you and I have often been in those situations, and there has been a Christ-like figure who has called us out and gave us life. I mean, there's a number of times when I didn't know where to turn and was no longer enjoying life, and one of you came and said, "Bill, I'll help you." And what it did to change from an entombment to being fully alive. Think of it. That's what this is about. This is not about a person totally dead being brought back to life. It is a story of all those situations where people are deadened, who are entombed, who are entrapped, who are isolated, who no longer value being alive. And we all get into those situations. That's why the suicide rate is so, so very high. Because people in our time are in tombs. And so this mythic story of a resurrection is the way we are taught to come alive and see we have the same responsibility of Jesus of Nazareth to call people out in our own way. Especially you and I who know we've been in tombs and have been freed. We are called in a special way to reach out to other similarly entombed people. Our problems and our way of being deadened are often a way we can reverse and bring life to others. That's really what I understand. How about yourself? How do you understand how you are called into this gospel, how all of us Christians are called into this gospel, this good news? How is it good news for the people around us if we listen to this story and take it to heart? What are some of the things that you can see from that kind of imagery? What is it that you would see as an area where, in our times and our cultures, there really is an entombment? There is people bound in death. What do you think?